This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. How are you doing on your playlist for this week's side piece, Vincent?
Hard at work on that now, but I'd love to get requests from people. So you can hit me on Instagram at Vin Hassan and make requests, and hopefully you'll hear them this Thursday night on Alt 105 when I do my side piece right there in front of y'all.
Yeah.
Right. That's from
7 to 8. I'm a little jelly.
It's
pretty hot.
Get out of here. There's only one you, Sarah.
Oh, thanks, Vin.
Anyway, what was I saying? I forgot. I just got distracted.
7 o'clock, Alt 105, hour of hard classic.
Right, that's it. I was going to say, so it's just alternative that's probably more from the 90s, and then there's some, you know, heavier stuff that I'm into. I played, yeah. I got to play Tool.
Ooh.
And I played Guns N' Roses, which I knew was going to be like, what is this doing on Alt 105? But it sounded good.
Which
really
song
good.
Did you do?
I can't remember right now.
Okay. Well, anyway, every Thursday night, and you always post the playlist afterward, too, so
yes.
People can create their own little recreation of it.
Right. So check
the
me out
Radio
over there.
Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This is Alice Report, brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the
Woo.
Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. Fremont Bank. All right, so looking at the weather, it looks like from today we will get increasing temperatures all the way through the long weekend. And
yeah.
Monday is going to be mwah, like perfect.
I wish I could throw a barbecue
at my house. I've got 82 and no clouds, like sunny and hot for Monday, which is Memorial Day.
I love the Memorial Day barbecue. I love the kickoff to summer. This is the first holiday we've gone through in this whole thing. Real, mm-hmm. Big celebration, and it's sad, Can you have a social distance barbecue? Like, isn't someone centrally I suppose if everyone just took their turn using the grill with the food
well,
they brought.
Look, first of all, I think that there are a lot of people whose sensibilities are, we're coming out of this. We're going to party this Memorial weekend. And so I think you're going to see plenty of people who decide it's time.
I want to.
I'm staying in, but I absolutely understand why someone would say, yeah, man, we're good.
We're having a barbecue.
Let's have, a small circle of friends over.
Yeah.
I know that I've got good news for you, so let me tell you some of this stuff, and maybe it'll change how you feel about the upcoming weekend. For starters, and this is the good news I wanted to report, the number of confirmed COVID-19 patients in Bay Area hospitals has dropped by more than half. Since its peak a month ago.
Wow.
So I've tried to avoid numbers because I don't like saying this many deaths as if that's just, that number is just hard to, because that's someone's grandma.
Yeah.
And someone's
best deaths,
friend.
A thousand ripple effects.
Right. It's really, that's tough stuff. But then when you see something like that, you go, that is great news. The number of patients in Bay Area hospitals has dropped by more than half So that is why we are starting to come out of this. And you're seeing counties now say that they're pointing to that. That's why we should be, you know, getting back to work.
Right.
And so I would do it very carefully.
Right. Because the reason the numbers have dropped is because we've been isolated. So it's, you know, if there are still clearly infected people.
Right. So that's, you know, there's, if you want to read the numbers, the newspaper has it, but it looks like hospitalizations have hit a key milestone, down more than half from the peak. And so we go to where Gavin Newsom is now saying, let me pull this up. He's talking about how we're looking, we're now getting to look at stage or phase three of,
oh, wow,
of our
fast.
Comeback. As he's not ready to declare it, you know, today, right. But he's saying that, there it is. California Governor Gavin Newsom shared data Monday revealing that the severity of the coronavirus pandemic is declining and the state is ready for to further relax the stay-at-home order.
Oh.
And is even suggesting that sporting events without spectators, but still the sports we love, may resume as early as June. And people could be attending small church meetings and visiting hair salons in a few weeks, which I, of course, very guilty conscience walked out of this office and into the other room where Christina is sitting and with her butchered hairdo. Oh. And I said, hey, it looks like you might be able to get a new hairdo in a week or two. You should try to make an appointment. And she's trying very hard not to, you know, make me feel bad about it. But, and oh, it's all right. It's fine. But I bet you she's calling them now.
No, honey, you, it's fine. You know,
it's you okay.
Made, you made this. It's yeah. Great.
So we'll see. I think her hairstylist name is PJ. PJ, she's on her way. She'll be
Maybe.
There soon.
Right. Soon as she gets the order.
Right. So anyway, yeah, I know a lot of people, I'm joking, not really, but kind of about that, but I know a lot of people are talking about their quarantine hairdo and that they'd love to go get some attention, get themselves, you know, straightened out. God only knows what Jane is doing. I mean, have you ever seen the tight lines in that lady's hairdo?
Jane is wearing a lot of ball caps.
Yeah, I mean, that is not something that stays like that. You have to do that.
Well, she even does like a peak that comes down the middle, you know, like Eddie Munster style, you know, kind of like a little.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's not, I will say something. Her selfie game is way off. So I'm thinking that she is. Like when and when you do see her, she's got a ball cap on.
Right.
Like she's posting a lot of pictures of like roses.
Right. Well, that's, you know? I'm sure she picked that up from you. Here's how you transfer your stuff over from your usual five selfies a day.
Yeah.
To,
you
can
do other things. Selfies, sure. You know, I just feel embarrassed when I put up a selfie. Like, you know, what do you put that up for?
Well, you know, We talked about, and this was something that was going around online, the last normal photo you
yeah.
took, and people were posting those. Like, this is just the last pre-shelter-in-place photo. So I looked mine up, and I'm all, okay, my last photo was with Sting. That doesn't count. That's not normal.
You don't have any of those Yule pictures?
No, I don't.
Do you want me to send you them? We must have used my camera, and I just, you know, didn't share them out.
I'll take one. I don't need a bunch, but that just was, I kind of went, wow, that's okay. So the last one was actually of my, I don't even have one of me, is my point to your selfie thing. The last normal pic is of my little kid at a baseball game.
Well, you should look for the last picture that you're in. And I think that, I just don't know what the rules are on this challenge.
Because it
might be that one that I took of you. You know, or that Nicole took and shared with all of us of you sitting in the engineering room figuring out the equipment and how it was all going to work for you.
That's probably it. So it's not a burning desire to get that posted up real quick. It's just one of those things where I took a look at it and went, oh, right. I don't have that. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't do selfies. It's just not my instinct is to not go. I wonder what I look like here.
I know, but I definitely take a lot of pictures with people. So there, you know, like I think it went, the last pictures before we went into lockdown were, you know, the one that Nicole had sent me of you. And then I've got the Yule ones from Tuesday of that week. And I think those are the only photos that week. So I think I'll post those up.
I think I might have been into it as a young man, but as I devolve into a basset hound, I'm sort of feeling like I just don't have any interest in that face, no matter what's behind it or next to it. Yeah. No thanks.
What's your face you do?
That's it. Anyway, Gavin Newsom was out there saying yesterday that it looks like things are improving and that the coronavirus pandemic is on the decline. That can always rebound, but for the time being, the news is good, and we're looking at sports in June. Yay!
I mean, I'm hopeful for you. I just hate to see your hopes get up and then, you know, get dashed.
What do you mean?
I just don't want you to get your hopes up.
Did you hear what I said?
I heard you.
Sports in June!
Yeah, but they might be talking about, like...
Yay! There it is. Thank you, Bryn. That sounded very, very hollow, me by myself there.
Yeah. I liked it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
By the way, can I tell you something weird?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the person that does production for our company does production for a lot of different radio stations, but do you remember when someone wrote in and said that they heard me like in... Washington?
Yeah, in Seattle or something, right? Or
I heard me here in Monterey. It wasn't even a station that I was
So someone took your laugh and has
Dude,
is putting it everywhere.
Oh my God, that's me. And
what
was
you
tripping
say? What was it?
It was me like screaming or laughing or something, but it was me, you know me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't not recognize me. As a trip.
Well, that's no wonder people are into that soundbite. You know, can you talk to the production department?
I'm not you.
Bryn knows all those guys. Yeah.
I can.
I'd be interested just to know. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. It was a trip because I went, I don't even know if I'm associated with this station company-wide
like at
all.
Are they in the company? Right.
Yikes.
It's one thing, I guess, if Entercom took it, but if it's on other companies' stations, that seems...
It would just be a production guy who did it then, right? Some guy who sells stuff to other companies.
And probably figured, who would ever hear this? It's going to be like in Spokane or, you know...
Or Monterey.
Monterey seems like, you know, a lot of Bay Area people go to Monterey.
Yeah, and I can hear it from here. That's how I heard it. We were out driving around. It was my wife's station here locally. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get off track.
No, that's funny.
So... As we're talking about coming out of this, restaurants are one of the businesses that have been hit extremely hard by this new reality. And as restaurants in California prepare to reopen their doors to customers, things are going to look very different. And here are some of the ways. You'll see workers with masks, which under a normal circumstance, if you walked into a restaurant and saw that, you'd say, "What's going on back there? What are you worried about that's being done in this restaurant? And maybe I shouldn't eat here." But that'll
but
just
now
be...
you'd be like, yay, safety first.
Right. You'll see more people in gloves as well, whether that's the... I think that's just the throwaways, but...
Right.
You'll see more disposable gloves, heightened cleaning. Windows will be opened in order to keep the airflow going.
The air moving.
Mm-hmm. Disposable menus are going to be the way of the future.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That a lot of places print out a daily special anyway. They're just going to have to print the stuff and, you know, give you the mimeographed copies.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Disposable menu. No more salt shakers or salsa bars. Gone.
Oh, will they just give you like a packet of salt?
Well, or they'll come and ask you if you need it, and they'll do it for you. I mean, I don't know if that's acceptable. I don't know what the etiquette for that will be.
I need my salt
But they
shaker.
Won't be allowed to provide those kind of food items that multiple customers share.
Oh, like I'll a give ketchup you an ex- squirter.
Right.
Or something.
If you go to this breakfast place near my house, they will put down a salsa thing that's been on everybody's table. You know what I mean?
Oh, they just topped it off?
I think so. Yeah, they have a multiple salsa containers, yeah. But I'm saying those are general use. I think each table sort of gets one for your eggs, and I don't see that being a
well, unless they're washing it completely between each use. You know, that seems like one of those things where maybe they get smaller ones. You just, or like those little cups, you know?
Sure, plastic,
those little plastic cups.
Yeah, there you go.
Boy, it's going to create a lot of new trash, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Let's see. Rearranging the furniture. Tableside prep will no longer be happening. So if that's your thing, to go see them do the dessert right there at your table or whatever.
Or the guacamole or the salad.
I wonder how like a place like Benihana's will deal.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be each restaurant is going to have its own kind of set of rules. You're going to have to just sort of wait to be told.
You know, one of the things, a story I did earlier this week, too, that someone had posted, oh, they tried to charge me a Corona, a COVID-19 charge, upcharge, and it went viral. And the story, after I found a second story about it, was that the restaurant had posted. It was posted. But no one reads that crap.
Right.
So no, they had no idea. And they went online and created a fuss. And the restaurant was like, we had it posted. Just no one wants to read that crap. So
right. Well, and also, like, I mean, I get that people don't want to be charged with something they think has been snuck on there, even though it wasn't snuck on.
Right.
But it is going to cost restaurants more, like even just the little things we're talking about now. Sorry, but you know, a ream of paper costs a certain amount of money, and if you have to print out menus every day, that's, you know, that ink, these little cups, the fact that they can only have half the capacity in the restaurant, these are
right.
all things that are costing them. And if you want them to still be around after this, suck it up or don't eat out. You know, you have the choice to go to the supermarket and make your own food,
right? Which I think everybody is over.
I'm so
over
ready
it.
To just go out to dinner.
Yeah, I'm
oh
over
my
it.
God.
I don't even like going to restaurants, but man, I am over it.
I want the option. And I'm so sad to hear, like, specialties was just like a really well-established thing, and now that's completely gone. Like, if they're gone, everybody else is going to be hanging by their fingernails.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. I have an amazing quarantine hair picture to send you guys. Where can I send it?
You can email it, I think. I don't think we get text photos.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn@RadioAlice.com. BRYN@RadioAlice.com.
My story with my house is just like Sarah. We are redoing our backyard again.
Well, it happens, you know, things get big, like something takes over, you got to pull it out, you got to get dirt on yourself, have a nice garden.
I love waking up in the morning next to you, too. You make me smile and laugh out loud.
Let's cuddle a little.
That's nice.
Virtually, of course. All right. No effing cuddling anymore. I really want to see my friends this weekend. I really long for something that feels normal.
Well, I don't blame you. I think we all do, but you should try that video gaming.
Yeah, we're at least going to do that. I was thinking about, like, you know, how could I have a barbecue here where nobody comes in any contact? And probably half of them are going to be like, forget it anyway. I don't know.
Not want to do it?
You know, everybody's in their own state of isolation. Like, I don't know who will be willing to break theirs to come to, you know, our backyard.
That's,
I just don't know.
We've had that conversation. Oh! Remember we were talking about those mirrors?
Yes.
Someone is saying it was sandblasting we were doing.
Oh.
Sandblasting? Does that sound right?
No. I think you were talking about, me and you were talking about actually doing a reverse painting on the back of a mirror so that it shows up through the front. Or you could kind of scrape off some. A sandblaster is a pretty, it's messy and it's sand and you're blasting it and it's dangerous and a big piece of equipment. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
maybe
mean,
not.
Maybe you had that at your high school, but I certainly didn't have any
sandblaster.
No, I honestly,
I remember the mirror because I was busted with the dumb thing. And I remember that everyone made one if you were in those art classes. So everyone sort of did that project. But I don't remember. I thought it was a scraping thing that you did with an X-Acto knife and then you painted it afterward. But anyway, whatever.
No, that could be. I mean, listen, I'm sure there's more than one way to skin a cat. It's, you know.
Oh, that everybody term is, ugh.
It is awful, isn't it? And really, is there more than one way? Like, to, you know.
Yeah.
Where did that come up? Where did they come up
with
that? I don't
know. What's coming up in the trash there?
My bad. Sorry. Well, look, we're going to start with Kim Kardashian. And I'd love to say it's not coronavirus related, but it is. And then Ryan Seacrest. Something happened with Ryan Seacrest over this weekend. And people are speculating that he's not well. So I'll give you some of that speculation after this.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.